Everybody, welcome back. I'm Michael Hagan, Chief Instructor here at Apex Karate Performance, and thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Apex Karate Performance podcast. Tonight, I am joined by my Team Apex teammate and very good friend, and also co-host of our other karate podcast, Way of the Fist, Jonathan Seavey. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, hey, today I wanted to talk about the upcoming World Championships, WKF World Championships.
That's
It's going to be starting next week.
Right.
So
next week?
Yes, I believe next week. Yeah. So this is technically the World Championships that was supposed to happen last year.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Similarly to the Olympics, the World Championships got postponed a year. And so I just wanted to, we haven't really covered on the Apex podcast. You know, I did a little bit of a review for the Olympics afterwards. And a long time ago, I talked about 2 years ago, I talked about the All Japan Championships. But this is the first World Championships we've had in a minute and whatnot since I really got into the podcast. So I wanted you to join me to give your perspective on some of the kumite aspects of things.
Sure. Yeah.
So also with this podcast, the World Championships, this is post-Olympics, right? The first major, I mean, we've had a couple of Series A, or I'm sorry, Premier League.
Premier League, yep. And our PKF.
PKF.
Yeah, but this is like the big one post-Olympics. And, you know, I was running through the roster kind of ahead of time to kind of look at what we've got. And yeah, it's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Let's break it down. What do you think, you know, what are some of the highlights that you're looking for, or things like that? Where do you think it's going to go?
Well, it's interesting because on the kumite aspect, you know, most part, it's the usual suspects. You know, we're looking at, you know, Steven DaCosta from France. We've got Agaev is going to be present. So that'll be another interesting one to watch. Also Haruna from their Ukraine. But we have an absence of Noah Bish. So that's a big player from the minus 75 category.
Right. Got hurt at the Olympics.
Right. Well, he said that was done. He was done after that anyway. Like that was going to be kind of his thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was, this is expected, but still it kind of creates a vacuum for, you know, somebody to fill that void. You know, we've got Tom Scott from the US going, and that could potentially be the one who, if he, you know, decides to really go for it, then, you know, I don't know. I've heard rumors that this might be like the kind of last hurrah for Mr. Scott, but we'll see how that plays out. I think he's got some similar family stuff happening, like I've got going on.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Not to put his business out there too much, but I don't know. This is just rumors again. And you know how rumors go. They just grow and grow, but we'll see what happens there. On the interesting though, is the roster for Japan.
Because what did you find that's interesting about that?
We are missing.
I made notes about that also.
We're missing like our Olympians from the World Championship. With the exception of Kuna, right? Obviously he's going. But for, you know, we don't have Ken Nishimura. We've got Nakamura is filling that spot in minus 75. Ayumi Ueksa. She's not participating in the World Championships. So I'm interested.
And Noadaga also.
Right. Yep. Correct. Yep. So I'm interested to see what happens on, you know, their end of the spectrum. Another player that I'm actually really interested to see what happens with her. She was originally from Dubai, but is now part of Team Canada. Her name is Haya Juma.
Oh, okay.
Yep. She had a really interesting road towards the Olympics, and she made huge, huge, huge strides to get there. And fell a little bit short of the Olympics. But I've seen her go, like, I've seen her do amazing things in her division. And I'm wondering if, like, this might be that, like, bam, in your face, like I should have been an Olympian,
right?
Moment for her, or if, you know, this is just going to be another day for her. So I'm interested to see what happens there.
Well, that brings up a point, you know, that I kind of touched on very briefly in my Olympic after action report. Mm-hmm. As much as I enjoyed the Olympics and I thought everybody that was there for the most part should have been there. Mm-hmm. But because of the restriction on numbers,
yeah,
that it was a good representation, but it wasn't a complete representation because there were in probably every category, there were a good number, 4 or 5 people at that, you know, at that same level who should have been there and who mm-hmm. could have very easily been there. I mean, you know, you brought up Tom Scott and he's the perfect example. He was able to come in, you know, he was identified later because of somebody not being able to compete. But, you know, and he said this before, at one point in the qualification period, he was on a roll and was at the top of the rankings.
Yes.
And then went kind of on a streak where he just couldn't put it together or it just didn't happen. And then mm-hmm. had to basically fight his way back up to the top. Whereas,
correct, yeah.
You know, had, you know, more than 10 people been able to, had it been 15, for example, he would have been there from the very beginning and it would have changed the dynamic.
With that being said too, though, I mean, you look at Tom Scott's performance in the Olympics and, you know, he was kind of brought in as a replacement, but he absolutely looked like he belonged there. Like he competed and did a fantastic job. And there are others that were not present that I also believe, you know, would have done a fantastic job and absolutely looked like they belonged on the Olympic stage. I agree. So I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see those dynamics play out in this World Championships. But I think that this particular World Championships for a lot of people is going to be very important to showcase exactly that. Like, yes, the Olympics happened, but because of numbers, like that doesn't mean I'm not a good athlete.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And I agree because I think it would have, had there been, you know, like I said, about, you know, maybe 15 people per division, we would have had that entire top crop and it would have been an even, I guess, better representation, or all those people would have had more opportunities to be there. So anyways, back to the World Championships. Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, the very same thing. I wrote down the same notes about the Japan team. You know, no Uexayumi. She's replaced by Saito Ayaka, who I think is the current JKF. Yeah. I think she won All Japan last year. But also, you know, switching slightly gears to Kata, also, you know, Shimizu Kyo, silver medalist in the Olympics, will not be competing.
Right.
And so,
and replaced by Ono, correct?
Ono Hikaru, that's correct.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, and this is some of the quirks of the qualification period versus domestic competition.
Yeah.
Ono had been runner up in Japan several years in a row, actually beat Shimizu last year in 2020 for the All Japan Championships.
Yes.
And then about 2 weeks after the Olympics, or I'm sorry, about a month after the Olympics, Japan had the final selection event to determine who would go. And the Olympic athletes basically got a bye until the finals. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, the other athletes like Ono, had to work their way up to the finals, fight their way up for, and then Ono won again. So we have this interesting situation to where the Olympic silver medalist will not be going to the World Championships.
Well, we have a similar situation here stateside with our male competitor.
Yes. 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 So that's a very good point. So, you know, for our listeners who may not be aware, the way the process works in the United States, for example, is at the national championships, in regards to national team selection, the national championships identifies the top 6 athletes who then in January of the following calendar year go to national team trials. And then there, the results of that tournament determine their place, their ranking on the national team. And Ariel had gotten second at that event behind Correct. Gakuji Tozaki in January of 2020.
But at that time, his rank, his world ranking or Olympic ranking was allowed him to go to the Paris qualifier.
Correct. Correct. Yep. So he had worked his way up through the Olympic ranking, and Gakuji was very close. Also just a couple of, I think two or three places behind at that point.
Yeah.
But because Ariel had a higher world ranking, he went to Paris, went to the Olympics, became a bronze medalist. But Gakuji had been the athlete that was identified to go to the World Championships in 2020, but then it got postponed until 2021. So even though Ariel was able to win the bronze medal at the Olympics, the U.S. will be represented by Gakuji Tozaki. So,
And honestly, same kind of situation we were talking about, Tom, had, you know, Gakuji actually gone to the Olympics, he would have absolutely looked like he belonged. He would have done a fantastic job. And, absolutely. You know, there, I think there's a pretty strong chance he would have walked away with a bronze medal as well.
Exactly.
If he had the same kind of bracket set up, you know, I he would have done just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially because, you know, he won gold at Premier League in Cairo just 2 months ago, I believe, and silver at Pan American last month.
Yeah.
And, you know, so this is where, you know, that restrictive process about the Olympics has really put a damper on it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what everybody brings at the World Championships.
Yeah.
Some other notes that I had.
People have something to prove, you know. It's just, it'll be fun to watch that.
Yeah. Oh, another one is like from the Philippines. Juna Ski,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
She was right there and made it to the qualifying, Paris qualifying event, and then just, you know, wasn't able to win that event. But then proceeded, she had won two Premier Leagues, gold medal Premier Leagues in a row. I think immediately after the Olympics, or the one before the Olympics, and then the one right after the Olympics, she got gold medals in her division. So, you know, she's another one that is, I expect to do amazingly well at the World Championships. And
another interesting one, actually, same vein, is Douglas Bros from Brazil will also be, you know, at the World Championships as well. And he's had such a interesting, you know, battle over the last couple of years leading up towards the Olympics with injuries and, you know, things like that. So, you know, I think he feels like he's got some stuff to prove as well.
Now, he's already a World Championship medalist, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Was he world champion before, or was
world,
he just
world a... champion? Yeah. He's a former world champion.
Okay. Yeah. So exactly. Mm-hmm. Another one that even then, and that was partly, you know, the divisions being combined for the World Championships really put a lot of pressure on everybody that to fight people that they may not have had to fight.
Yep.
On the kata side, I just wanted to highlight a couple of things. As we noted already, Shimizu will not be participating, replaced by Ono Hikaru for Japan. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the gold medalist Sandra Sanchez will be there. But also, I noticed that several of the Olympic athletes, at least on the female side, Farachi from France and Dallara from Turkey will not be competing. They were both replaced by other athletes. But you still have Sakura Kukumai from the U.S., Viviana Botaro from Italy. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that changes out. And the male side, no significant changes that I saw, other than obviously, you know, the legend Antonio Diaz will not be competing.
Yeah, that's another one. That's like, how many world championships has he been to? Like
all of them.
All of them, right? So many of them. I think was it last year, or the year before, he got the Guinness World Record for the most amount of WKF medals, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, which is pretty impressive. And I believe he's got some people that are kind of hot on his tail now with Kuna. And I think Angelika Terliuga from the Ukraine is kind of getting up there in her medal count as well for WKF medals.
Right.
Who she will also be there. I didn't mention her, but, you know, I'll be happy to watch her fight as well. I always enjoy watching her fight. Well, and she's she lost the EKF, I believe. So I think she's got.
I think she got silver or bronze. EKF earlier this year.
I believe so. Yeah. So I feel like she's got something that she needs to kind of work out.
Well, one of the best matches, you know, even from the Olympics and from others, is when her and the Taiwanese girl, Wen Suyun, when they fight, their matches are always so dynamic. And again, it's that minus 55 kilos, right? They're light, they're fast, and just
could just put their feet where they want them at any given moment. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, even from the Olympics, that matchup and that whole minus 55 division was probably one of the most exciting for me, at least, to watch. Just the how dynamic that those lighter or I guess lighter athletes, how they move. Something I'm really looking forward to.
One of the things that I like watching the female side, like the minus 55 females, they're technical ability is just so high too. You know, we look at like the men and man, they're hitting harder and they're, you know, kicking fast or whatever, but you know, the technique is not nearly as clean as what you'd see from like those two ladies that you just mentioned, man. They're amazing. Right. Just absolutely incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm hoping that WKF will live stream the eliminations like they've been doing on the last several events. Yeah.
Did you kind of switching gears here a little bit? Was there anything about the team events that you were?
Yes, actually. So one thing I noticed, you know, at least, you know, for Team Japan again, is they have completely swapped out both male and female team kata events.
Right. I was looking at Team Japan. That's exactly what I had in mind when I brought it up. So what are your thoughts there?
Well, I think it's interesting on the bigger shock is the male side. So if we go back, Kyuna Ryo is the two-time individual world champion. This will be his third world champion. He's got a bronze medal from 2014, I think, but 2016 and 2018, he's the gold medal winner. But in 2016, he also has a gold medal for Team Kata with his teammates, Uemura and Arata. And they have won every event that they've competed in for Team Kata. But this year, they will not be representing Japan at the World Championships. They have been replaced by the Moto brothers and Arimoto.
Right.
But I did look ahead at the Asian Championships, the Asian AKF that will be held in December, and Kyuna and Uemura and Arata will be representing Japan at that event. So I'm curious why the decision was. What, maybe Kyuna just hasn't been practicing team as much because he was so focused on the Olympics.
Yeah, that could be. Do you think that maybe any has any travel restrictions in Japan kind of prevented the team to be able to like train together?
No, not for the male side, because they are all at the same dojo.
Oh, that's true. They are.
But on the female side in 2016, the world champion female team kata was Ono Hikaru and, Umekage Yui. And then one other person, I can't remember if it was Natsuki Shimizu or not. But they will be replaced by, Ishibashi, Taida, and Yabumoto, which is, so both now the female team and the male team are both from Teikyo University. So that's, they've always, so this team has been winning a lot. Let's put it that way. They were together through their university time, winning the All Japan University Championships, Student Championships, as well as all the other team events that they've been in. And so this one makes sense because, you know, Ono and her team, they weren't geographically located together. They weren't from the same dojo and whatnot. They were together at university, at Doshisha University, I think, but then everybody graduated and broke up. And then Ono has been focusing on individual. So that one makes sense more so than the male side. But I just wanted to highlight what's just the strength or the dominance maybe of Teikyo University's karate program?
I've got some, you know, friends that have traveled abroad and trained through that program. And the intensity and the, you know, people always say quality over quantity, but when they look at it, it's like just this huge, massive amount of quantity of quality.
Correct.
And it's very, very like intense, like,
yes,
you know, repetition after repetition after repetition, you know, that true pursuit of perfection. And this is speaking on like the Kumite side of things.
Right.
And I've watched my friends who've gone through this program just absolutely change their entire game play and, you know, become much more dominant. I mean, they were already very good, but just, you know, become absolutely more dominant on their competitive.
Well, and that, games. You know, I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole because I actually want to save that for either another Apex episode or an episode for our other program. Yeah. But just kind of as a teaser, this kind of highlights why, unfortunately, the Olympics was not a very good representation of this. But if you look at the Japanese judo team, how dominant they were, as well as, you know, stepping outside of, you know, karate or judo. But if you look at archery, the Koreans have dominated archery competition, you know, especially at the Olympics for ages. I mean, just for, you know, 20 years. I mean, the female team has won a gold medal in every team event since it was introduced as an Olympic sport.
Wow.
I think like 30 years ago or 25 years ago, something like that.
That's really impressive.
So it's that focus on the pursuit of technical excellence. And so I just kind of want to leave it there. We're gonna hit that a little bit later in another episode, I believe. But that's what leads to universities like Taekyo being able to produce not just the Kumite athletes, but as well as high caliber kata athletes. We've gone here about a couple over 20 minutes. Do you have any other thoughts on the Olympics? I'm sorry, as the World Cup, World Championships. Oh my gosh.
What tournament are we talking about tonight here? Yeah.
Tennis.
Tennis. That's what it is. The U.S. Open coming up.
U.S. Open.
Yeah. I think I've pretty much covered everything that I was thinking about on the Kumite side of things. I'm just interested to see how things play out. You know, the people that I highlighted this evening, I think, are going to be the ones to watch. I'm also interested to see our team events and how some of the U.S. team plays this year as well. I'm interested to see that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, between, you know, if we're speaking about, you know, Team USA, we have. We always do, but even this year with the team that we're fielding this year, both Kumite and Kata, we have the possibility of bringing home multiple medals, I believe.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I do. I do. And we'll see how it all plays out and we'll see, you know, how the athletes show up. You know, I was following another athlete. I'm not going to share who that was or anything like that, but you know, she was talking about, you know, the work is done, the body is prepared, but you know, now it's between now and then it's all mental. So if they can overcome that mental aspect of it, then I think we will have a very strong showing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think we're going to leave it with that. And Jonathan and I will get together in a couple weeks after the World Championships and kind of talk about the results and whether any of our thoughts were accurate or find out who the winners were. And, anyways, with that, you know what to do. So go get to work and we'll see you out there.